Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. And before we get started with today's episode, I wanted to let you know about RebateJet.com. What is RebateJet? Well, it's a piece of software that I created that will help Amazon sellers get their products noticed. You can launch with promo codes, rebates. Not only that, but you can list your product for free on the RebateJet third-party marketplace. You don't pay a single penny unless you make a sale. And when you do, it's only a $1 flat fee per product. Try it today, RebateJet.com.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wees.
My friend Michal, and we are going to talk about dun 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 the big battle between Amazon listings and Walmart listings. And wow, it's really cool that we can. I know many of you guys sell on Walmart or you're interested in selling on Walmart, and you might be wondering, what are the differences? So I would love to just make sure that Michal can introduce herself. I know that many of you have seen her around, and in the Amazing at Home community, I always refer people to her if they want to get started on Walmart, if they want to learn about Walmart. So Michal, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about you?
Yes. Hi, Amy. So nice to be here with you. So yes, I'm Michal Chapnik, who doesn't know me, and I also have my own a Facebook group for Walmart seller where we help everybody start on Walmart. I'm selling on Walmart for more than 3 years, and I think 2020 was the best year ever for Walmart. It was actually growing in 69%. More than any e-commerce out there. So definitely people paying attention now to Walmart, and I hope we can guys help you today to know all the tips and tricks to make your listing amazing so you guys can start selling successfully.
Yay! So we're gonna be talking today about listing optimization between Amazon versus Walmart. And we're gonna be talking about all the things you need to know. So your titles, your bullet points, your back-end fields, all those types of things that you should be considering on Amazon versus Walmart. And so me and Michal are just going to try and pour as much value into you guys as possible, and we're going to get it out there. So I see 11 of you are watching right now and growing. Please say hello in the chat. And let us know if you have questions about anything along the way, and we're happy to answer them. Okay, so let's get started. Listing optimization, Amazon versus Walmart. So the things we're gonna go over today, we're gonna talk about overall search engine optimization tips. We're gonna talk about your title, your bullet points, your description, your photos, your backend fields, everything you need to know. Simon says, hola, amigos. And Julie says, hi, woman.
Hi, Julie.
Awesome. So let's go over some SEO. I'm going to go first. I'm on the left side. I'm left-handed too. So, you know, it works out. I'm on the left side. We're going to talk about search engine optimization best practices on Amazon. First of all, finding your keywords. On Amazon, it's important to know what your main keywords are that your customer is going to find your product under. So you want to, overall, you want to know what do customers search for on Amazon. So get in the search bar and try to search for your product yourself, and then use Amazon and Google keyword tools to prioritize those keywords by both search volume and relevancy to your product. Right? And then order of ranking. So on Amazon, your title and your bullet points have the highest ranking order in terms of search engine optimization. So whenever I'm writing a listing, whether it is A plus content or not, so A plus content is where you can have that really nice web page looking description on your page. And sometimes you don't have as much opportunity for optimization there. So whenever I'm writing a listing, I try to make sure that I fit as much optimization as possible inside of my title and my bullet points, no matter what. And then if I have a little bit of extra text in the description that I can play around with, I will, as well as search terms. The search terms in the backend fields also kind of play along with that ranking there. All right. As far as external search engine ranking, you should always write your listings on Amazon to rank both on Amazon and off of Amazon. So you don't just want to use Amazon keywords. You want to look at what is ranking on outside of Amazon as well, right? Because 65% of Amazon's traffic comes from search. So Amazon's external traffic, 51% of Amazon's traffic is direct, meaning people are going right to the webpage looking for that product, right? But of the external traffic, the 59% of external traffic, 65% of that comes from search. So why would you not want your listing to be optimized for search engines like Google, who owns 87% of the search traffic, to pick it up? So you want to look at that as well. And then use the suggested search. That's the next bullet point here. Use the suggested search to kind of come up with keywords, because that is how customers search as well. You want to search and optimize your listing how customers search. So if you're searching for your product and you see those suggested searches, that's your best free keyword tool. It's giving you the order in which people search for a product. And in order for you to have a page one listing, if you do all of those things, you can very much have a page one listing. Make sure you're sticking with keyword phrases and not just individual keywords, and make sure you're make sure you are looking at the suggested searches. Make sure you're prioritizing your keywords, and you'll do very well on Amazon. Okay, so that was a lot of information about overall SEO. We're going to dig deeper in a minute, but I'm going to hand it over to Michal to talk about on Walmart.
Yes. So I'm not going to repeat what you said, but, you know, everything you said is really very similar to Walmart. Yes, you need to know your keywords, your phrases. You need to know how to optimize it for your platform. So she was talking about Amazon. For Walmart is different. Walmart algorithm and search and agent work a little bit different. So just if you know the differences, you can do much better work for creating a better optimized listing. One thing I want to say that is very important, that I see everybody's making that mistake, is that they're just copy paste their listing from Amazon to Walmart. So if you really want to get a lot of traffic and make sure your listing is optimized for Walmart, don't do that. Take the time and do a little bit changes. It's really just couple of tiny changes that you can do that gonna increase your chance that you're gonna rank higher on Walmart. One of the things that Walmart is very, very, very specific about when about their guidelines is they ask specifically, hey, we want your listing to be unique to Walmart. So there's a reason behind that. Another thing that is extremely important, as Amy said, all those marketplaces get a lot of traffic from search and agent. Not everybody is going directly to Walmart or to Amazon, even though those websites have around, I know Walmart have around 43% direct traffic starting at walmart.com, similar to Amazon. But again, there's a lot of traffic coming from Google and other search engines. So when you optimize your listing, make sure also to do your research for Google and just check your item. Go to Google and always make sure it's showing up in there. If it doesn't show up in there, it's mean there's things you can do. And fix your listing to show up on search engine. Google, not like Amazon. So both of them running ads, and you're gonna see a lot of time you search for your item and you're gonna see your ad on Amazon or Walmart. Amazon is limiting the quantity of the item he posts to Google, and Walmart is more generous. So everything you sell on Walmart, you have more than 80% to show up on Google Ads and get more traffic. So paying attention to those things is really going to help you get rank high.
All right. So Simon says, a quickie, 4 or 5 years ago, it was not simple to set up Walmart. Is it as simple as opening an Amazon account? So it's not our topic today. However, Simon, Michal has really, really great training in her group, free training in her group selling on Walmart. In as far as how to set it up, it's not hard to set up an account, but the way that you answer questions in your application could disqualify you. And if you answer them not in the right way, you automatically get flagged and they just put you in this decline folder. And that's what happened to me. And I was declined for years. And every time I would reapply, I would never hear anything back. And then finally, I ended up having to get in touch with somebody who knew someone at Walmart, and they were able to manually correct it for me. But they told me that because I answered one question wrong in my application, or one of their flag questions, that they automatically just put it in a decline folder. And every time you go to apply after that, you get declined. So they had to manually take me out of that auto decline status. So it's important to follow Michal's rules of filling out your application on Walmart. Don't just go fill out the application. Look at her rules. Look at her training. I have training in my group from her. So in Amazing at Home, you can search for selling on Walmart and you will see that training, that video training. So make sure that you guys are not only visiting Michal's resources, because she's got them out there for you, but that you're following those instructions. Don't blindly apply, because we don't want you to get declined. All right. Yeah. So our titles. So your titles on Amazon, you really want to focus on your main keyword, right? What I mean by this is don't try to sell everything to everyone, right? If you think, well, my water bottle could be for babies or moms, or, you know, it's for everyone. Well, it's not for babies. It's, you know what I mean? Like, make sure that you're focused not on the keyword with the highest search volume, like the tiniest little short tail keyword, but really look for medium to long tail keywords that are very relevant to your product. Really focus on that. What page one do you want to be on? That's how I explain it in my listing optimization masterclass. What page one do you want to be on? Now, you might have two page ones that you want to be on, and as long as they're related, that's okay. But you should really focus on that medium to long tail keyword, page one, that you want to be on from the start, and really focus your title. Your first six words in your title on Amazon should have that keyword in it, because that's a higher ranking factor for you organically being placed on that page one. I've had clients before where just changing their title to include that exact keyword phrase that we wanted to be on page one for, just changing their title and doing that tripled their sales, because it took them from page two or page three and immediately put them on page one. So you need to fit those keywords in there. You need to know what they are and you need to fit them in the first part of your title. So highest ranking factor in indexing. This, I mean, you know, when you first launch, that's what the search engine reads first is your title. So those are the keywords that are the most important keywords in your entire listing, the ones that you put in your title. So that's really kind of the guidelines for writing your title on Amazon. What about Walmart?
Yes. So titles. So another thing I really want to mention about Walmart, that Walmart still, their catalog is not as packed as Amazon. So that is such a huge benefit for you, because you don't need to have the most amazing listing. You just need to follow the guidelines. And I think title is extremely, I think on Walmart, I'm noticing that the title and some work you can do in the back end of your listing are so powerful. So even if your description and bullet points are not have all the keywords and everything, you still gonna show up. You can still show up in the first page. Many times I see a lot of listing in the first page that they don't have much description or listing, is only because there is no other 50 similar item to them. There's maybe 10 or 20. So that's put you directly on the first page if you just have a really good title. So Walmart have a very, very specific guidelines for your title. So once, when I started doing a listing, the first thing, the biggest tip I really want to share with you guys is, before you start doing any listing, first go and do your research for all the keywords and create like a list of keywords, or how you want to call it, a keyword bank, a search terms. Have all that list and start from there. And take your title and make sure in the first four words of your title, you have the most important a search term that is actually your item, not just the keyword, is actually describing what is your item. Your title needs to be very clear and consistent. It cannot be just 10 keywords mixed together. People do that all the time. It might gonna work, it might not. So the title is going like that. The guidelines say you have to start with the brand. You need to have your brand starting the title, and then you need to define what it is. What are you selling? I'm going to give you an example in a second. And then if there is anything that specify anything, the quality, anything you want to add that is important that people are going to use to search, put it there. And then only in the end, put if there is a color, the pack, the inches, and all these things. I see, again, all the time, people starting with like 2 pack, or this is not a search. People don't use that to search for your product. And again, the beginning of your title is so powerful. So don't waste those words on irrelevant words. Make sure you have the most relevant words. So let me just give you a small example. Let's say you want to list a Dove a body wash, right? So what people going to search? Mostly body wash. And if they like the brand, they're going to search Dove body wash. So the title, my title will start as Dove body wash for sensitive skin. Then I define what it is. If somebody's looking for sensitive skin body wash, again, he's going to find my listing. And then in the end, I will put 1 pack or 2 pack, 8 ounce, anything else that, again, it's not extremely important. Put it in the end and that's it. I'm not going to add anything else to my title. Walmart like their titles not too long, not more than
Amazon. Very same things, like most important keywords up front. Make sure it actually is your product and not just your best gifts for women. You know, like you really want to, like, what is it? And then it's okay to put, you know, gifts for somebody or something. But it's almost the same. The main difference with Amazon is you've got 200 characters for your title. In some categories, you're limited to 80. But on Amazon, you have up to 200. But only 150 of them show in search. So you want to, as you mentioned, Mikhail, keep those really important keywords.
Keep those, Keep the most important thing that defines the item or is the best a search, the people using to search, keep it in the beginning of your title. Yeah, we have some good and bad examples.
Yeah, so we're starting off with some bad examples. This is on Amazon. It's a dog toy, and literally the title has the brand name and the product name and nothing else. So, you know, I had to go pretty far down the pages to find this. And you could, I mean, think of all the keywords that you could put in this. It's Ultra Tug What? Tennis ball dog toy, you know, tug of war dog toy. Whatever it is, but they're missing this incredible opportunity to show up for so many searches. And they're counting on the fact that people are only going to search for Chuck It Ultra Tug, which is funny because, you know, they got a ton of ratings and they're Amazon's choice for dog tug toy, which is really great, but they're missing opportunities to get even more sales. So, and then what about your Walmart one here?
Yeah, I so agree. It's like, I can see it and like, where is the dog toy? This is like the best search term, dog toy. They can be in the first page easily with just that little change. And I think you found it in page 4 or something, right? You need to go to page 4. So yeah, that's exactly, this is how you can get to page 1. Just add the same with Walmart. So again, with Walmart, I still see a lot of bad listings in page 1 only because there's not a lot of competition. So for me, when I create listing for Walmart, it taken me like maybe a day to maybe a week to be on the first page. And sometimes it's taken me a day to be on the first page on the top only because there's no other competition and I optimize it very well. So let's look at the Walmart really bad example. So again, he start their title with 4 P's. He even didn't put it right. He put it as PSC. I don't know what he's trying to say, but usually you can do, put 4 PC. That's enough for people to understand it's 4 P's. So again, he used the most unrelevant word in the beginning of the title. There is no brand. The brand have to start the title. There is no brand. And then he have some, you know, he's describing what it is. And then he have the word combination that I still cannot understand why it's there.
Well, the thing is, these are 4 separate tools as well. So in this listing, you could say gardening tool set, and then you could do like a dash, you could do 4 piece. And then you could say, what is that called? Like a rake. You know, you could give the actual names. You could do the keyword research for each tool in the set and give the actual names, and you're going to show up in more searches. So if somebody's just looking for a small hand shovel for the garden, your listing is going to show up. Right now, it's not, because all it says is flower planting shovel garden plastic handle.
Exactly. So he missing out. This title is really, really bad. I would definitely change it, and I would start with the brand and then garden tool or gardening tools. It doesn't matter, one of those, and then you can use the other variation in your description or somewhere else.
And it seems like a bad attempt of just kind of keyword stuffing, and then there's no like separation between the words. So it's just like, and a lot of people do that on Amazon too. They'll just, there's no like commas or anything. They're just like, blah, they're just like spitting out keywords, and it doesn't really make any sense, right?
So that's exactly, so that's you hurting yourself, because a customer that's gonna read this title, it's not clear and consistent. He doesn't really understand what you're trying to sell him. So again, the title should follow the guidelines and be much more focused. And like Emmy said, describe each one of the tools with comma. Another thing very important that I want to say about titles, guys, on titles on Walmart, you cannot put any kind of hyphens, dashes, all kind of, you know, character symbols. It's against the guidelines, so don't do that. The only thing you can put is a comma, but even that, you don't have to put it. Just make it nice and clear with no symbols, not at all.
Okay. But commas are okay. So if you have a longer title, which on Walmart, you can only go up to 70 characters. So now we want to give you guys some examples of some good titles, or at least better titles, right? I think all of us listing optimization nerds are always trying to perfect our titles. So I don't want to call it too good, because, you know, I always see improvements that can be made. So this one has started with their brand name. On Amazon, you don't. Actually, their style guidelines say not to start with the brand name. It says to put the brand name in the brand name field. They used to force the brand name in some categories, whether or not you put it at the front of your title. So nowadays, recently we did an update to our listing optimization masterclass, and we went back through and we looked at it. And nowadays, Amazon does not tell you to put the brand name in the front of your title. However, I still think it's a good practice to put your brand name there, especially if you are building a brand. That's important, right? So this one has, you know, it's dog toys for aggressive chewers. It's specifically addressing that large breed. They're even longer tail keyword there. So looking for large breed dogs, very descriptive, squeaky dog toys for medium to large dogs, 100% natural rubber. So they're talking about, you know, what it is. Now they're missing here. They could do a little bit better by explaining, because this one has some unique textures here. It could explain the differentiator a little bit more. They might want to put alligator in there, because that actually is a searched word for certain dog toys. Like, so there are some improvements that can be made, but compared to the Chuck It tennis ball title, they've really improved. So what about your title, Mikhail?
Yes. Yeah, I want to say one more thing about your title. I would use the word green too, because that's a good word.
Oh yeah, green.
It is green. Yeah, green, the color. So if there is a space, again, don't make it too long. If it's too long, avoid some things that are not extremely important. But if you have the space, put a color. Color definitely can help. So about my title. So again, I was trying to stay with the gardening tools. So I went to Walmart, and this is the product that's showing up number two. So it's really on the top of the page. So it's ranked really, really high. Because I think another factor is, of course, you know, when people buy it, you guys gonna get ranked high. So, you know, that's one of the tips and tricks that can always help you for Walmart and Amazon as well. So what I like about this title, that is short. It's nice, it's clean, it's short. I would change it a little bit, because it starts with a brand that's perfect. And then there is a number. So I guess that's the item number or something. And then it says Hammerstone Garden Tool 5-piece set. So I would do little changes. After the Centurion, I would put garden tools. And then I would put Hammerstone 485, if that's, again, the model. And I will end up with 5-piece tool set. So I would add the word tool again. Sometimes I would add a word or another similar. So I would put tool, and then I would put tools with S in the end. So that will help me. And again, it's not the exact same word, but I'm not going to repeat the same word too many times. But as long as it makes sense, I might repeat a word two times.
I do the same thing. I try, and for important keywords, I try to use the plural and the singular. Like I was just writing a dispenser listing the other day, and I did dispenser and dispensers. And in PPC, plurals are recognized whether or not you actually bid on them, or whether or not you have that keyword in plural. The plural is automatically recognized. But for ranking factors, it does help. So you don't want to just repeat the same phrase over and over again. But in terms of like repeating related phrases as well as plurals and singular, yeah, it can be really, really good. So good tip. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to part one of this episode. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, SellerSEO.com and AmazingAtHome.com.